play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson as getting ready for the starting lineups here this afternoon as the Streaks take on the Lady Knights from Rockford Auburn High School. And, well, you're going to have to bear with me on some of the names for Rockford Auburn. Eric got all the pronunciations Yeah, it would be interesting if we could get all these right. Apparently, some of the information we had wasn't right that's in the program, but apparently, I guess their coach had another version of their roster that was proper.
Well, I can give you the starting lineups for Rockford Auburn. They're going to start De'Asia Bynes-Williams at a guard. They're going to start Ajanique Barmore goalie at a guard. They also have Natia Patterson starting as a forward, Niaja Taylor at a forward, and also Sydney Miller.
All right. And they are coached by Zay Hoover. Xavier goes by Zay. Zay Hoover, the head coach at Rockford Auburn High School. All right, for your Galesburg Silver Streaks this afternoon, they'll start out the same way they have throughout the season. Kylie Townsville at one guard, a 5'6 junior. At another guard, a 5'6 junior, Kayla Townsville. At point guard, Raina Gully, 5'6 and a senior. Another guard, 5'6 senior, is Lexi Daniels. And in the middle, at 6'1, a senior, is Shaylee Florine. Of course, the Streaks coached by Evan Massey in his 38th year with a record of 8-46 and 3-09. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. And the Lady Knights from Rockford Auburn in their road black, trimmed in white. Now, I'm actually kind of surprised there's no color at all on the uniforms. It's just black uniforms, and the numbers are actually outlined in white.
So kind of a cool look, but yeah. One of those that might run some difficulty for us up here.
I guess there is something. Is there something on the back of the left side of the leg that's red? Maybe it says Knights or Auburn or something. It says Auburn on the back of their jerseys.
I honestly don't see anything in red on the jersey.
Okay, maybe I'm just seeing things. It must be my glasses.
I don't know. Maybe either that or your eyesight's gotten a lot better than mine.
I don't know. It looks like something around the bottom. Maybe not. I think I'm seeing things. I don't know. I get the right angle on my glasses.
The Streaks are honoring the number 6 on their shorts. So.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. All right, in the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine at 6'1", and for Rockford Auburn, De'Asia Bynes-Williams at 5'10", and a senior. Ready to get things underway this afternoon for Silver Streak girls basketball. Tip one by Shaylee Florine, but coming down with it is Natia Patterson, and she has it knocked away by Kayla Townsville. And Auburn will take over under their own basket on the right side. It'll be Niaja Taylor to inbound. And it comes to Barmore Gully. Left wing it goes to Patterson. Or rather, this is Taylor with it. Taylor on the left wing working against Lexi Daniels. Now out between the circles, it's Barmore Gully. She dribbles right down the right side lane and just lost it out of bounds. Wow, it's going to go back to Auburn. She went up, and they're saying Kayla Townsend got a piece of it. I thought that she just lost it on the way up, but it goes back to Auburn.
And it looked like it got stuck on her hip, and she traveled before she got to that point. She kind of grabbed along her hip and then couldn't get it off, it looked like.
Left baseline three fired up by Bynes-Williams. That's off the mark. Rebound. We have a tie-up. No, it's a great job by Kayla Townsend. Ripped the rebound away from Sydney Miller and got it to Raina Gully.
Ripped it away is the accurate description. She was able to get it away as she was falling to the ground.
Raina for three out high on the right side. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Barmore Gully. She's on the run. Left wing, it goes to Miller. Fires a 19-footer. That's no good. And the rebound, well, they're going to say that one went off. Oh, okay, no, it is going to go back to Auburn. Because I thought it had gone off Kayla Townsend. He pointed this direction first, but it does go back to Rockford Auburn. And inbounding will be Niaja Taylor. All right, 7:07 to play first quarter. No score. Streaks and Rockford Auburn Lady Knights. Inbound comes to Natia Patterson on the right baseline working against Raina Gully. She just holds on to it, looks over the defense, and the official finally starts a five count, and then he calls the five. He only moved his hand twice. So hopefully he was counting in his head before that. Yeah. I think it was a right call, but he wasn't didn't have the count going initially. So a turnover by Auburn. 6:58 to play first quarter. No score. Auburn comes out in a man-to-man defense. Raina Gully brings it across in the center circle. Bounces right wing for Kylie Townsend. Top of the key, Shaley. Now Raina out high left side. Right wing, it goes to Lexi, and we've got a blocking foul going across the middle. I believe it's going to go against Deasia Vines-Williams. As
it
she
is.
Kind of picked off. Was it Kylie Townsend going across here?
She got her leg, and Kylie went flying.
Shaley has it on the right baseline, picks up, hands off to Lexi. Now Raina out high right side. Ball poked away by Natia Patterson, and the Streaks will have it in front of the Auburn bench. Kayla Townsend will inbound. No score yet here this afternoon. 6:40 to play first quarter. And it comes to Lexi right of the center circle. Hands back to Kayla out near midcourt. Swing it over to Kylie out high on the left side. Backdoor pass, Raina wide open under the basket, lay it up and in. Nicely run play by the Streaks.
Who fed her inside?
Kylie Townsend with the assist.
Nice job, Kylie.
2-0 Streaks. Now it's Vines-Williams fires another long three, no good. Rebound to Kayla Townsend. And she has it poked away, gets it back. Nice hustle by Taylor, just double dribble there. They didn't see that one. And she'll bring it right down the middle, lays it up, and there's a foul that's going to be called. Two shots, and if this goes against Vines-Williams, that'll be her second foul. Nope, it goes against Niaja Taylor. That's her first foul. Nice job by Kayla. She was bringing it down, looking to pass off, and the defense just kind of opened up, so she went right down the middle of the lane and drew the contact. So Kayla goes to the line with two shots. First one, that's too strong off the back iron. No free throws in the game earlier today. Hit a couple of threes and a two, had 8 points, a rebound, five assists, a couple of steals, and a block in the game. Second one is up and good. Streaks lead 3-0, 6:11 to play. First quarter, some full court pressure, but it is Miller that gets it across left side. Gives way to Niaja Taylor. Taylor on the dribble, top of the key against Lexi Daniels, goes right and runs right into Shaley. Shaley blocks the shot, and then Taylor gets it back, kicks it out to Vines-Williams. She fires a three. It's no good. Lexi with a rebound. Well, I'll let her shoot that all day if she wants to. She's missed three of them now, and none of them have looked all that good. Now Shaley at the left elbow. Swings over to Lexi on the right baseline. Back out to Raina between the circles. She'll dribble left, gives to Kayla out high left side on the volleyball spike line. Now Shaley, top of the key, right wing. Raina gets to Kylie down on the right block. She's double teamed, or rather it's Kayla, dribbles out and throws it off the leg of Barmore Gully, and it'll go back to the Streaks on the right baseline. Smart play by Kayla. She really didn't have anywhere to go. She wouldn't have been able to turn to find one of her teammates. Kayla to inbound, and it comes to Lexi right wing to Shaley at the high post right side at the elbow. 15-footer up and good. She hit one earlier today, about a 17-footer. Make it 5-0 Streaks.
And a great addition to Shaley's game, too. That really helps if she's able to hit from that far out.
Flat-footed three-pointer up and no good by Sydney Miller, and a foul on the rebound on the weak side.
I think it was just out of bounds.
Okay. Goes back to Rockford Auburn. There was a couple of white jerseys, one black jersey there, and they say it went off the Streaks last. Taylor to inbound. Out it comes near midcourt to Barmore Gully. On the dribble against Kayla Townsend down the left side lane. Great defensive play by Kayla as Barmore Gully went up for the layup. Kayla reached in, swatted at it, and it went right back down into Barmore Gully's hands and off her leg, so the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. First substitution of the game as, is it Yelena? What was it?
Page.
Yelena Page, P-E-J-I-C. Now it is Raina. Nice pass to Kylie running down the floor, down the right side of the lane. Kylie Townsend lays it up and in. And they get 7-0 Streaks, 4:48 to play first quarter. Taylor across midcourt left side, gets it on the left wing, and another flat-footed three fired up. That one's no good again. And Kayla Townsend fights for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back to Auburn. Well, the officials actually discussing it. Went off of, I thought it was pretty sure it went off Kayla last. Good hustle. But, boy, a flat-footed Sidney Miller, a 5'6 senior, just a couple of flat-footed, I guess that was left-handed, somewhere in between left-handed and a two-handed three-pointer she threw up. Into the game for Auburn is India Flanagan, 5'9 senior, and she'll inbound from the near sideline. And it comes to Taylor.
Almost mishandles into the backcourt.
Taylor on the dribble out between the circles. Now gets a left side to Paige.
Yelena Paige.
Now over the top, tried to get it inside, knocked away by, oh no, it's going to go to the streets. I thought Kylie Towns had gotten a hand on it.
It was just
Barmore
Kelly
through the pass.
Sure.
Yeah. Streets will break the length of the court, leading 7-0, 4:19 to play first quarter. No substitution yet from Evan Massey. Couple for Zay Hoover. Kayla Towns between the circles, left wing to Lexi. Gets down to Shaley on the block. Spins to the left. Puts it up with the left hand. Too strong. And we're going to have a... Oh, they're going to call a late foul on the shot. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a really late call. I mean, I thought there was contact, but I don't know necessarily it affected the shot that much. But the call wasn't made till Kayla Towns was going up for the rebound. So I honestly thought maybe it was going to be an over the back.
They actually have Lady Knights across the front of their jerseys, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I don't notice that.
All one word. Shaley hits the first free throw. The foul went against, let's see. Well, up on the board, they 22-15. Okay, so that one went against India Flanagan. Kaylin Boyston in for the Streaks as she replaces Kayla Townsville. Second shot for Shaley is up, and that one is good as well. Shaley was 4 in the game. She had 14 earlier today. Didn't even get to the free throw line. Didn't need to. I mean, we know she got fouled on one play they didn't call, and Emily Miner checks in for Shaley after the make.
Yeah, 7-for-9 from the field.
Streaks pitching a shutout thus far, and a reach foul is going to go against, I think, Emily Miner.
Yeah, I think that's
on the double team. Yeah, that's her first, in fact, first foul of the ball game on the Streaks. 9-0, Streaks lead 4 minutes to play first quarter. And the Knights will have to bring it the length of the court once again. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Inbounding is Vines Williams. And it's knocked away by Kaylin Boyston. Taylor gets in the corner and just dribbled it out of bounds. Right at the end of their bench, so it's back to the Streaks.
4 turnovers now for Auburn.
With less than 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, they've yet to score. Full timeout called by Zay Hoover. And we will take one as well. 3:58 to play first quarter. It's Galesburg 9, Rockford Auburn nothing. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is the unlikely love story of the egg and the ring. One was round. The other was oval. One rolled. The other waddled. But the two stumbled into love when the egg fell into the ring's embrace. Right on the McDonald's griddle. The result? A warm, round egg that lived happily ever after in an Egg McMuffin. Until it was devoured. You'll find a fresh cracked egg in every Egg McMuffin. It's the story of breakfast lovin'.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lady Knights from Rockford Auburn 9-0 is our score here in the first quarter.
Well, those that missed out on the Illini game didn't miss out on a whole lot after a confidence-boosting win against Purdue. The Illini fall 78-67 at home to Nebraska. It's Nebraska's first win in Champaign since 1921.
Really? My goodness. Yeah, there's a letdown after a huge conference win. Well, those are the ones that you can't do without. The ones you should win, you have to win. There's a reach that's going to be called on
Barmore Gully. The tough thing, though, is that I don't think the Illini did much recruiting of Dimitri McCamey's little brother who went to Nebraska, and his name is Glenn Watson, and Glenn Watson had a pretty good game for the Cornhuskers against the Illini today.
Did he play in the public league?
He did. I can't remember where he went.
Reyna, right wing, picks up, gives to Kylie Townsend near the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Lexi. She'll bring it up. Streaks run a little weave. Now Emily Miner between the circles. Right wing goes to Kaylin. Kaylin Boydston on the dribble. Left elbow stops.
I don't know what this is. Oh, a legal screen on Emily Miner, maybe?
Yep, I think that's what they're calling,
yep.
Yeah. He didn't really make an indication, but Emily Miner picks up her second foul. Two team fouls on the Streaks, both on Emily Miner. 3:32 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 9-0 lead. Full court pressure, and it comes to Barmore Gully. Working against Kaylin Boyd, so now it's Taylor. Cross midcourt, down court it goes to Vines Williams, and she traveled before she put it on the floor, so the Streaks get it back. What, five turnovers now?
Five turnovers.
No points for Auburn. Shaylee Florine, Kayla Townsell to check back in. They'll replace Kylie Townsell and Lexi Daniels. Actually, well, I was going to say it's a pretty decent crowd. I guess part of it is, I think, down on the far end. Well, no, that's not. Maybe it is one of the boys' teams from the tournament, but this is actually a pretty good Streaks contingent here. Reyna down the right side of the lane. Gets hammered. Can't get the shot to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line. It's going to go against, let's see, Sydney Miller picks up the foul. That's her first as Reyna Gully goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the game. Earlier today, she had 13, four rebounds, six assists, three steals. First free throw up and missed that one.
Reyna, a better than 80% free throw shooter, so definitely one of the players the Streaks love to get to the free throw line.
It is really hot in the gym here today as Reyna hits the second. It's, I mean, up top especially. And you know, I was talking to some people last night who had a big crowd for the boys' game against Quincy. Wasn't as warm last night as it is today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now a bad pass, Streaks with a steal. It's Reyna. Reyna on the dribble, right side on the wing. Pulls up, picks it up, gives to Kaylin left baseline. Now to Shaylee at the free throw line. Shaylee gets back to Kaylin left wing, and the Streaks will reset. It's Reyna top of the key. Auburn comes out in a man-to-man. Emily Miner at left wing. Now Shaylee. Now Reyna out high right side to Kaylin on the left wing. Bounces for Shaylee down on the left block. Spins baseline. Puts it up with the right hand.
Great
up off the glass.
Post and move. Shaylee just puts on a clinic at times with her post moves, and that was a nice one. She felt the defense to her left, spin back to the right, and had the easy little lay-in.
Six for Shaylee, 13-0 Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Sage Miller, Milroy gets up to check in. Three-pointer from straight on way off the mark by Niaja Taylor. And Reyna has it for the Streaks. Left baseline to Kaylin. Now to Shaylee as, Kaylin got bumped as she had made her move. The foul's going to go against, let's see, it'll be Barmore Gully. That'll be her second. And 16 fouls now on Auburn as Ellen Junk also checks in. She replaces Emily Meinert. Sage Milroy in to replace Reyna Gully. 2:17 to play first quarter, 13-0 Streaks. It will be Kayla Townsend inbound. Checking in for Auburn is Nia Taylor, 5'5 freshman. Also getting ready to check in is Imani Brown, a 5'8 senior. So quite a bit shorter lineup in there now for Auburn. Not that they were tall by any means,
no.
But way shorter now. Looking, and got a five-second call.
A little bit of a quick five-second call,
yeah.
But when you have that much movement and you don't get the ball in, that usually prompts the official to think that the time's expired.
And missed a travel there.
And a carry.
Court, Nia Taylor. And a shot blocked by Kayla Townsell. And it's saved inbounds by Imani Brown, but right to the Streaks. This is Kayla Townsell with it. And her pass is stolen away. Tried to go cross court to Sage Milroy. Taylor steals it away down the left side. And, ooh, boy, a foul. Taylor tried to go around Kaylin Boydston. She went inside of her, but she brought the ball down to her hip. And the shot actually got blocked by Kaylin's hip. And he called her for a foul with a body. That'll be the first on Kaylin. Kaylin, third team foul on the streak, so going to the free throw line will be Niaja Taylor with two shots. 2:01 to play first quarter, 13-0 Streaks. Now make it 13-1 as the Lady Knights get on the board with 2:01 to play in the first quarter.
The previous three, was it by Nia Taylor or Niaja Taylor? Do you remember? It missed.
I'm trying to think.
She hits both free throws.
Look at the numbers.
And we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Auburn.
Actually, I'm not even sure who it was.
Well, I just noticed they were both out there. I've been giving everything to Nia Taylor, but then I realized there's a Niaja Taylor, too.
Well, yeah. No, it had to have been Niaja because Nia just got out there.
Okay.
Freshman, yeah. So is Niaja. 30-second timeout.
Streaks with a 13-2-0. Left to go here in the first quarter. Streaks push the ball back the other way. Milroy kicks it up top to Kalen. Swings it around to Kayla Townsend for three. No, off the mark. And we're going to get an over-the-back call on Sage Milroy as she went over the back of an Auburn player who was trying to come down with the rebound. That'll be her first foul. Team fourth. So Auburn's going to have to bring it full court. Streaks come out in their press look with the 1-2-2. Ellen Junk will play the points on the 1-2-2.
1:49 to play here in the first quarter. And they finally get it in to Nia Taylor. Now it's Najia Taylor across midcourt down the right side of the lane. And that would have been a good pass if somebody would have been there other than a cheerleader to catch it. A little no-look pass, but you probably should look before you make that to make sure there's somebody there other than a cheerleader. 13-2 streaks.
Whoa, they're giving it to the...
Whoa, she...
I'll be honest with you. That's what I thought happened. When she was going to pass the ball, I think somebody from the streaks tapped it away from her.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It was Kalen, and that's why the ball went where it went. Because she was pulling it out to pass it, and I thought Kalen swiped it, and that must be what they're calling.
All right, I didn't see that. Now, Najia Taylor down the lane, shot blocked by, I think that was Kayla that got a hand on it, goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Lady Knights. 1:32 to play here in the first quarter. Long first quarter, although it's only about 3:40 because we actually started a little bit early here this afternoon. But the first quarter earlier today went really fast. In fact, the whole first half went fast. A lot fewer whistles. Now a steal by Kalen Boyce. A nice defense on Najia Taylor. Left wing, Kayla for three. Short. Rebound comes out long. And Paige has it for Auburn. Downcourt pass gets knocked away by Kalen Boyce, and it'll go back to Auburn. Back in for the streaks. Raina Gully comes in. Lexi Daniels, Kylie Townsend back in. Sage Milroy, Ellen Junk, and Kalen Boydston will get a break. 65 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 13-2 lead.
And as Tom said, it's really been dragging.
Yeah. Inbound nearly stolen away by Raina, and finally the ball gets to Najia Taylor. And I don't know how you don't have it 3 seconds, but we had Kylie Townsend with a steal anyway. Now Raina on the run. Down it goes to Shaley running the floor. Lays it up and, rolled off too hard. Rebound, though, by Raina. Now it's Kayla, left wing to Shaley at the free throw line. 15-footer up and good. Could hit the layup, but hit the 15-footer.
Sometimes you just need a little bit more distance.
That was a really nice play by Shaley, though, running the floor. A nice pass from Taylor to
Patterson.
Patterson laid it up and in. Make it 15-4. Shaley running the floor, just grabbed the ball on the run and laid it right up, but a little bit too strong with it. Kylie between the circles. Kayla left wing. Dribbles baseline. Splits the defender's right hand up off the glass. Too strong, and the rebound knocked away by Lexi, and they're going to give it to Auburn. Back into the ball game, Imani Brown with 14.9 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure from the streaks. And it comes to Miller. Miller runs it across midcourt left side, crosses over, goes to the top of the key. Right wing to Pache.
Travel.
And travel, yeah, and then another travel after that.
Wow. Imani Brown just caught the pass and started running with it and then finally put it on the ground and then traveled again.
It's like a shovel pass from Brett Favre, and she was just going to go with it. As a running back, that doesn't work in basketball. Raina down the right side, drives in, runner is up, no good with 0.6 seconds left, but she gets fouled. Nice job by Raina. I think she caught the Auburn defense sleeping because there was just, a couple of 3 seconds or so on the clock, and she took off full speed and ran right up their backs, got down about halfway down the lane. Let's see.
Najia Taylor.
Okay, so that's her second foul, and Raina goes to the free throw line with 2 shots, 3 points in the game, 1 for 2 from the line, and makes the first. 16-4 streaks, 0.6 seconds to play in the quarter. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. Inbound comes in and time runs out. We played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 17, Rockford Auburn 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
First quarter of the books from John Field Gym. We've got a foul before the inbound even comes in. It is going to go against
Nathia Patterson.
Nathia Patterson.
Isn't that technical? I thought they changed that rule so if you fouled during a dead ball, it was a technical.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, maybe not because they're not looking at it that way, but that's her first foul. And that's already the eighth team foul, so Raina Gully's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one-a bonus.
Before the clock even starts.
Yeah.
You don't see this very often. Before the quarter technically even starts, she's going to get some more points. So do these points get attributed to the first quarter or second quarter?
I put it in the second. Yeah. I don't know. since the time was already out. So now what are they? I don't know what the officials are discussing. Something. There wouldn't have been any time off. You called it with the
before the ball got inbounded.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm pretty sure they changed that rule and it's a technical, but what was the score at the end of the first?
17-4.
That's what I thought. Why is the scoreboard saying 19-4 after one free throw?
Not sure. Well, and the official didn't even get to. They were like all three across the floor from each other discussing it. They didn't. So Rain is going to shoot the second, and that's good. We'll see if it stays at 9. No, they put it up to 20. Okay, I'm going to have to count my points at some point. So it's either 19-4 or 20-4 streaks. Now a flat-footed three-pointer left wing is no good by Miller, but offensive rebound, a putback up and good by Monty Brown. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got us for 18. Did I miss another one somewhere unless I just counted wrong?
That's always possible. And there's a turnover.
And running down the other side. Ooh, a no foul called on Kayla Townsville. And it's going to be Streak's ball because Barmore Gully went up. Kayla, I thought, got a piece of her. They didn't call. That Barmore Gully had gone out of bounds and she came back in and got her own rebound.
Yeah, it was the first one to touch the ball. You cannot do that.
And the Streaks turn it over on the full court pressure. This is right wing. Niaja Taylor misses the three. who is it? Jaleesa Aguirre. Is that how they pronounce that? Was it Aguirre rather than Aguirre?
That's correct. Yeah, I only hit 2, 4.
Okay.
9.
Yeah, I've only got 18. Oh, did I miss one somewhere?
I only have 18, too.
Huh. No idea. Backdoor pass. Terena is tipped away by Miller. Yeah, I don't know what the scoreboard says, 20-6, and I had it as 17-6 at the end of the first quarter, but that was based on the scoreboard. But we've both got Streaks with 18 points. Now into the Auburn lineup is Alexandria Potter, 5'9 junior. She's got a little size on her. Goes to they go right to Shaley, right at her. Shaley with a left-handed hook, can't hit it, but the foul's going to go. And Potter's acting what did I do? But she really bodied up on Shaley. She went up for that. So Potter picks up the foul. Shaley goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 6 points in the game. Let's see on the board. We've got 9, 10, 11, 12, and there's 20 on the board. So they've got Shaley, 2, 4, 6. Shaley with 8.
Well, they have extra two for Reyna that I don't have because I only have Reyna with seven.
Let's see. I've got Reyna 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I've got seven for Reyna also. Hmm. Ooh, Shaley, that's a rare miss of two free throws for Shaley. That second one was in and out. And Miller down with a rebound for Auburn. Gary, right wing to Miller. She'll drive baseline, high dribble, and spins. Nice move. Couldn't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. She's going to pull it back out to a Gary out high right side. She's at the top of the key now with it. Left wing goes to Taylor. Nyaja Taylor goes baseline, cut off by Kayla. Now kicks out to Barmore Gully. And she throws it over the top and is going to go out of bounds back to the Streaks. 6:23 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 20-6. We always get perplexed when the two of us have scoring one way and the scoreboard's different.
Yeah, especially when we match, which usually our issues come when we don't match.
Right, yeah, usually it's I miscount. It's just normally what it is, but as Emily Miner checks back in for the Streaks, she replaces, Kylie Townsend. Reyna, right wing, gives it to Shaley down this right side, and she got bumped on her way up again and pushed out of bounds, and they didn't call the foul. That's why she missed that one. Now Shaley with a near steal, but Emily Miner comes up with it to Reyna. She'll bring it across left to the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Lexi. Three-pointer up and good. First basket of the ball game for Lexi Daniels, picking up right where she left off in the second half this morning, 23-6 Streaks. 5:49 to play first half. Flat-footed three-pointer. That time it's good, finally, for Sydney Miller. Puts it up and in. She's just going to keep shooting them, that's for sure. Put that one in and make it 23-9. Now Reyna down the right side, gets bumped, gets right past Miller, lays it up and in. Nice move by Reyna Gelly. She's got 9 or 11. Make it 25-9 Streaks. We both got it for 9. Scoreboard has her for 11. I don't think there was a point where we missed a basket that she made. I don't know. Now Taylor drives down the lane. It's knocked away. Was that Reyna that got a piece of it?
Yeah.
And now Reyna has it. Swings it over to Kayla Townsville on the left wing. Kayla drives in, pulls up with a 14-footer. That's too strong. Shaley with a rebound, gets it to Lexi. Now Reyna. Reyna bounces for Kayla between the circles. Back to Reyna, right of the center circle. Under 5 minutes to play in the half, 25-9 Streaks. Right wing, it is Emily Miner. Shaley Florine between the circles. Reyna Gully now. Give and go to Emily Miner. Shot's blocked, and Emily gets it back. And, kicks it out. She had a shot, but kicked it out to Kayla for three. It's good. Well, it worked out, but I don't think Emily realized how open she was right under the basket, or maybe she thought she was too far under. But to kick it out, Kayla Townsville for three. Make it 28-9 Streaks. 4.5 to play first half. Right wing, this is Miller. Penetrates and tried to get to a Gary and threw it away. Sage Milroy back in for the Streaks. Yelena Paich. I keep wanting to say Paich, or it's P-E-J-I-C.
Yeah, it looks like it should be like Paichik.
Or Paichik. That's what I was thinking. Something like that. Or Paich or Reyna on the dribble. Makes a spin move. Down the right side. Kicks. Tried to get it to Sage Miller. Got tripped up. And it's going to go to Auburn. She'd kind of gotten tripped up. Lost her balance as she was making the pass. And it's going to go back to Auburn. They'll bring it the length of the court. And they bring Nia Taylor back in. She'll replace Nyaja Taylor. 4:14 to play. First half. Streaks lead 28-9. Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to a Gary. She'll bring it up right of the center circle against Lexi Daniels. Right wing, it goes to Vines Williams. She fires a three. That's way short, but gets her own rebound. Lays it up right hand. Missed it. Rebound to Shaley. Now it's Reyna. She'll bring it across left of the center circle. Gets to Emily Miner, that high on the right side. She'll dribble baseline. Now picks up. Gets to Shaley out high right side. Now to Reyna between the circles. Dribbles left, now spins back to the right between the legs. Now pulls it back out and resets. Gives to Emily between the circles. Now it's Shaley at the free throw line. Fakes, drives down the right side between the defenders. Lays it up and in. Nice move again by Shaley.
Good strong take by Shaley. Gets the Streaks to 30-9.
And Shaley's got 10, 3:27 to play first half. McGuire made a behind-the-back move with her right hand and went back to her right hand. She didn't even touch it with her left hand. She like kind of bounced like a bounce pass, and they got it back with her right hand again. I don't know if I've ever seen that one. I don't know that it was that that's what she meant to do, or she just didn't want to touch it with her left. Inside it goes to Paige, and she puts it up and in.
It's her first bucket of the game.
30-11 Streaks, 3 minutes to play, first half. Shaley with it out high left side to Emily between the circles. Right side it goes to Raina. Now to Emily, or rather Shaley down the floor. Spins with the left, up with the left hand, and good. Nice move. Got it down on the right block. Spun back into the paint. Put it up with the left hand and in. 32-11 Streaks. This is Barmore Gully with it, and got it. Was that her?
Yep.
Yeah, Barmore Gully drove in and got the shot up, and that's her first basket of the ball game. 32-13 Streaks with 2:24 to play.
Rockford doesn't run a lot of offense. It's more of a one-on-one game, and that's what we've seen consistently here.
Right wing, Raina. Top of the key, Sage Milroy. Straight on for three. Banks it in. I was going to say, that one looked like it's strong, but yeah, strong enough that she banked it in. So Sage Milroy picks right up where she left off, because she hit a couple of threes in the fourth quarter this morning, and Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 2:09 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 35-13. More basketball coming up tonight here on WGIL. The Gaelsburg-Eye boys will have their second game of the day as they take on the Maine South Hawks. They got a lot of size. They got a 6'11 kid in there, 6'11 and big.
What's his name? Do you know?
I don't have their roster up here. He played for them last year.
I found it.
Okay.
Let's see. 6'11, Brad Perry. Never heard of him. He's a senior.
Yeah, not real fleet of foot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be too highly sought after, because he's not one that I've heard getting a lot of looks.
But, yeah, really just, I mean, big, like tall and big, too. Do they list a weight for him?
No.
I think they have it on there, yeah.
Well, you can't teach size.
Nope, absolutely not. And it comes to a Gary in the backcourt for Maine South. Quick with the ball, but strictly with her right hand. Now she switches over to the left for one dribble and right back to the right. Now this is Paige. Puts up a three-pointer. That's no good. Nice block out by Ellen Junk, but getting in there for the rebound. Naya Taylor. Now it's
Barmore Gully.
Yeah, gets the ball, lays it up right side, up and in. That's her second basket here in the second quarter. 35-15 Streaks. Now Emily Miner can't hit the short one. Rebound comes down to Kayla Townsend. What's the foul?
I think they're going to get Kayla.
Wow, no, Emily Miner. That's her third. I don't know. Kayla was grabbing the ball at the time, but Emily Miner got called. Well, the official was out near midcourt that made the call. That's three on Emily Miner.
That'll probably result in Ellen Junk getting a little bit more playing time here.
Well, Ellen's already in, though.
So no, I know, but
yeah.
She'll probably take the minutes that Emily was going to. Well, yeah. The coach is leaving her in there.
Well, with 1:39 to play here in the second quarter. Kaylin Boydson also in. Kayla Townsend out high on the right side. This is Barmore Gully. Now Miller has the top of the key, dribbles left, working against Emily Miner.
Emily's got to be careful. She put her hands on Miller once, and that's sometimes going to be a quick call on the perimeter.
Now down the court, down the middle, Niaja Taylor lays it up and in. And that is her first basket. She's got 4 points, 35-17 Streaks. Kaylin Boydson on the dribble, gets to Emily Miner. Now it's Ellen Junk out high left side to Kaylin, top of the key, dribbles right. Kicks back out to Kayla. She'll fire the three out high on the left side. Too strong. And runs down her own rebound and saved it in to Sage Milroy. Sage drives in right side. Just get absolutely hammered by Miller. Well, I guess that's the way you keep him from getting an easy two. But Miller will pick up her first foul or second foul of the basketball game. Sydney Miller. Sage Milroy goes to the free throw line with two shots. 56.9 to play here in the first half. 35-17 Streaks. First shot is perfect. She's got four as Kylie Townsend will replace Emily Meinert for the last less than a minute of the first half. Streaks in control here this afternoon. Second shot for Sage is up. That is good as well. Five for Sage, 37-17 Streaks. Niaja Taylor across midcourt in the center circle and traveled with it. It looked like she was looking to make the pass to Barmore Gully, and Barmore Gully took off toward the baseline, and too late. She had picked up the ball and was stepping into the pass already.
13 turnovers now for the Lady Knights of Rockford Auburn.
In the backcourt, Kaylin Boydston, 48 seconds to play, cross midcourt left side. Bounces for Kylie Townsend. Now it's Ellen Junk right of the center circle to Kaylin Boydston. Now back to a pass. Oh, Kylie Townsend got tripped up and... Ball's going to go to Auburn.
And I'll bounce a turnover.
Huh. She went up between a couple of players and no call. Kylie ended up on the floor. The ball went out of bounds. I mean, if you're not going to call a foul, that's the proper call. Nyaja Taylor on the dribble left side. Now kicks left baseline to Miller. Now she fakes the three but traveled with it. Actually, it was a pretty quick move for her size. She's a good-sized girl at 5'6", but got some size to her. And, a little bit too quick that time, though. 23 seconds to play. Kaylin Boydson across midcourt left side down to the left wing. Now Kylie Towns at the top of the key to Kayla out high left side, and 14 seconds to play. Right wing, Ellen Junk. To Kylie Towns near the center circle. Now Kayla Towns along the volleyball spike line with six. Now try to get to Sage Milroy. Stolen away by Barmore Gully down the left side. Lays it up and good.
Sage has to go meet that pass. She can't wait back on it. It made it for an easy steal.
All right. We've played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg either 37 or 35. We'll say 37 because that's what the scoreboard says. Galesburg 37 and Rockford Auburn 19. Come back with our halftime show. We'll talk about this first half, run down our halftime scoreboard, our halftime stats as well. Streaks lead at 37 to 19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Shop Menards today and save big money. Right now, all stock RCA HDMI cables are on sale starting at $399. Receive free local channels in crystal clear high definition with a RCA omnidirectional digital indoor antenna. With multiple mounting options, this antenna blends into any room's decor. Get a RCA digital indoor antenna right now at Menards for only $14.99.
Save big money at Menards.
So you didn't win the largest Powerball in history. Well, the odds were slim to none to begin with. But don't fret, there's an easier way to win cash this winter. While it might not be in the billions of dollars, you could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Best of all, it's free.
Pick up yours today at Carmark Tire and Auto in the Sandberg Mall, F&M Bank, all three Galesburg locations, and at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. For a full list of button locations, visit WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead it 37-19 or 35-19. Eric's run down to check the official scores to see if the board gave Raina an extra two that we didn't have. So it's like there's some other people checking the same thing. But the Streaks lead it here 37-19. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks a winner earlier today. The Galesburg High boys also a winner over Dunlap pretty handily, and they'll play again tonight. The Streaks will take on a pretty good Maine South team. That game's scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. Brad and Jim will have it 7:40 for the pregame. In between we wrap up here, let's see, we'll have following this game, it'll be the Dunlap boys versus Rockford East. Peoria Central takes on Manuka, and then Galesburg and Maine South coming up tonight. Monday's games, boys and girls will both be in action. The boys will have two games on Monday, and the girls will just have one game on Monday. We'll start things off at noon. The boys take on Manuka, so that'll be an 11:40 pregame with Brad and Jim. The girls then will take the court at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon, so about a 1:40 pregame. Eric and I will be here for that. They'll take on a very good Quincy Notre Dame team. Then the boys back in action at 7 o'clock Monday night. They'll take on the Peoria High Lions. Brad and Jim will have that one at about 6:40. The tournament will continue, at least for the girls, next Saturday, and it'll be a couple of pretty good teams coming up that the girls will see. They'll play Normal U-High at 9:30 next Saturday morning, and then Morton will be next Saturday afternoon. Of course, in between, we'll have conference games for both the boys and girls. The girls will play up at Alleman in Rock Island coming up Thursday night, and then the boys will be on the road at Rock Island next Friday night. We're at halftime. The Streaks lead at 37-19. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The Monmouth Evening Lions Soup Sampler Supper is Tuesday the 26th at Faith United Presbyterian Church from 5 to 7. Sample a variety of soups prepared by club members for a free will donation. For more details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, colder and cloudy this evening with a chance of snow after midnight tonight. Our lows dropping down around 4 above. Wind chill readings 2 below to 12 below zero. Colder and sunny tomorrow with a chance of snow in the early morning. A near steady temperature around 5. Wind chill reading 7 below to 17 below zero. And tomorrow night, colder and clear with our lows down around 6 below. Wind chill reading 17 below down to 27 below zero. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 at WGIL.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Rockford Auburn Lady Knights 37-19. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Well, we're going to be the same. Other media here is going to be the same. Rockford Auburn scorebook is going to be the same, but apparently the official scorebook is and the scoreboard are going to be different than where we are. We will start with the streak scoring. Shaylee Florine with 12 points on 5 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line. We've got Raina Gully with 9 points on a couple of baskets and 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Sage Milroy on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Kayla Townsend on a 3, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lexi Daniels on a 3, 2 points for Callie Townsend on a 2. The Streaks, 3 three-pointers in the first half, 10 for 14 from the free throw line. The Lady Knights, 6 points for Oswanique Barmore Gully on 3 baskets in the second quarter.
Oswanique.
Okay. Well, there's a J-U-A-N in there, so.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what, okay. what their team said to me.
Oswanique, okay. Oswanique was
that
6.
That was the one I had to ask several times.
4 points for Nyaja Taylor on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Sydney Miller on a 3. 2 for Imani Brown, 2 for Yelena Pache, and 2 for Natalia Patterson. Let's see, 2 for 2 from the line, 1 three-pointer. Let's see, Streaks outscored them 17-4 in the first quarter, then 20-15 in that second quarter.
Well, Rockford Auburn's turned the ball over 14 times. Streaks turned it over 8, a little bit more than I'm sure Coach Massey wants, 5 times there in the second quarter. Rebounding-wise, Streaks with a 13-11 edge, Auburn with a 13-11 edge, including 7-4 on the offensive boards. I haven't had a chance to do the shooting just yet because I went down and was trying to figure out the scoring situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I've got, you know, most of us in the gym have the Streaks with 35 points. And now their official scorer was just checking with ours. She just got back down there. So we'll see what the board looks like. And
I don't think she's going to change it, to be honest with you. Because she had walked away right when I went down there. Otherwise, I was going to ask her about it. But I looked at her book and...
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure. Because it could be... The could just be the board's off and the official book is right, because it's the book that matters rather
than
the board.
No, the official book is wrong.
Yeah.
The official book has Raina with two buckets in the first quarter, one in the second, and the five free throws.
Okay.
So the official book is definitely wrong.
Well, now they're calling Andy Leibach over. And we'll see. So it's either 37-19 or 35-19. As long as the official book says what it says, that's what it is.
Yeah. So as I learned last year, you can't do a whole lot arguing with them. Regardless of whatever everybody else in the gym has, they don't really care at that point, because somewhere their points added up differently.
All right. Auburn with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks come out. Raina Gelly, Kayla Townsville, Shaylee Florine, Kylie Townsville, Lexi Daniels. Get our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. This is Nyaja Taylor out on the dribble between the circles against Kayla Townsville. Now a steal by Raina Gelly. Raina across midcourt left side. Looks for help. Gives to Lexi out high right side. Now left baseline goes to Kayla. She'll fire the three. Bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Deja Vines-Williams, and she traveled with it. So another Auburn turnover.
16 now in the game.
I guess the only good thing about this is as one of the girls tried to throw it to the official, the far official, and was like way off target. He kind of turned and looked at her like, what are you doing? So Kayla Townsend will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. 7:35 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 37-19. Hopefully we can get up to that 30-point lead, because in this tournament we will have, I'm assuming, the running clock. Now Shaylee with a nice move, left hand in the paint. Can't hit, but gets kind of pushed in the process by Vines-Williams. And that will be her second foul. Shaylee goes to the free throw line with two shots. So Shaylee actually missed her last two. Surprising. I don't know if we've ever seen her miss two in a row. She did.
I think early in the season, she had that one game, remember, where she was off.
Yeah.
It was like the third game of the Thanksgiving tournament after she had been on fire the rest of the tournament.
And missed that one, so three in a row, but this one is good. So 13 for Shaylee, 38-19 Streaks. Nyaja Taylor on the dribble across midcourt, working against Kayla Townsville. Out high right side, it goes to Barmore Gully.
And you know, going back to scoring, the interesting thing is I usually watch the scoreboard while I'm doing my running score, and at the end of the first quarter, I don't recall the score being wrong on my book.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was either. Now Raina down the right side, kicks out to Lexi, right wing for three. Good! That is her second of the ball game. Six for Lexi, 41-19 Streaks, 6:54 to play in the third. On the dribble, Nyaja Taylor out near the center circle. Bounces right side for Miller. Miller penetrates, knocked away by Kylie Townsend. Kayla Townsend comes up with it and gets to Lexi. Lexi picks up. Now Raina has it. She'll bring it across midcourt. And brings it back out between the circles. Right wing to Lexi. Down on the right block, it's Shaylee. Spins into the paint with a left hand. Gets hammered from two sides. It could go against either Miller or Vines-Williams.
I think Miller.
Yep, it does go against Miller. And that will be her third foul. So Shaylee back to the free throw line with two more shots. 6.5 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 41-19. First one for Shaylee is up, and it is good. 14 for Shaylee as Miller's going to go to the bench. Checking in is Nia Taylor, the 5'5 freshman. They give away a lot of size there. Shaylee's second is away, and this one is good as well. 15 for Shaylee. 43-19. She had 14 in the game earlier today. Nyaja Taylor on the dribble. Poked away by Kayla Townsville. Gets it back. Kayla pokes it away again. And that should be an over and back. Yes, it is. She poked it away, and as Taylor was trying to regain possession of it, she was just trying to do it with one hand, dribbling it, and dribbled it right into the backcourt. So Auburn has yet to score here in the second half. The 201 mark of the first quarter when they finally scored?
201 is the first time they hit free throws, and 33 seconds left was the first time they got a field goal.
Kylie Townsville out high left side to Lexi on the left wing. Lexi penetrates, stops, gives to Shaylee, top of the key for three.
No.
Too long. Rebound comes down to Nyjah Taylor. Stolen away by Kayla Townsend. Reyna lays it up with a right hand and in. So Reyna with 11 or... Now see, now they've got her for 11 on the board.
They might be just slow changing it.
Yeah, it could be too. I'm not sure.
Who threw that into Kayla?
Kayla. Now we're going to have a reach foul on... Now they called that on Kayla. I thought it was going to be Lexi. Kayla gets called for the foul. That's her first. First team foul here in the second half. Well, let's see. Nope, they still have her for 11. But if you're going to do that, then... Let's see. I mean, the scoreboard... If you're going to take two away from Rainey, you need to take two off the scoreboard, too.
Yeah. She's eating their lunch at the table, so maybe...
Shot blocked by Reyna on the right baseline, but rebound fought for. Reyna rips it away. Nice hustle by Reyna Gully. Bounces for Lexi. Right wing. Fires a three. That's off the mark. And the rebound comes out long to Taylor. Now this is Nyjah Taylor. She loses control. Barmore Gully comes up with it. She dribbles back out of the free throw line. Circles all the way around down the right side of the lane. And Shaley shot at that one. Swatted that one. I think that one nearly went through the wall. She swatted it so hard. Taylor got the rebound, and she dribbled out. She made a circle and came back down the right side of the lane again. And, well, to no avail, as Shaley said, no, nope, not today. But
who shot the ball down there for us? Sorry.
Let's see. Lexi on Lexi. The three. Yeah, three. This is Barmore Gully, top of the key, dribbles right, and just, ooh.
There's
I don't know how you could call a foul on that because she just went up wildly, just kind of flung herself in the air. What'd they call Shaley?
The other foul, Lexi.
Oh, Lexi. Okay. There was three white jerseys there. I was hoping it wasn't going to be Emily Miner because that would have been her fourth as she's in the ball game. Kaylin, or rather Sage Milroy, waiting to check in. A couple of players for Auburn waiting to check in, Paige and Gary. 4:59 to play third quarter. Streets lead 45-19. Barmore Gully at the free throw line. It hits the first. That is her first point here in the second half. She's got seven in the ball game. And I'm not even sure that's a shooting foul. I'm not sure how you got that out of that. She, like I said, she kind of flung herself in the air and there was didn't really see any shot try to leave her hands. 45-20 Streaks. Second shot is up. That's way short. It's an air ball. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. So Sage Milroy came in to replace Kylie Townsend. Shaley will inbound. Full court pressure from Auburn. And it comes to Kayla Townsend, now to Reyna. She'll bring it across right side. Reyna on the dribble. Crosses over, gets to Shaley out high left side. Now it's Emily Miner near the volleyball spike line. Bounces for Reyna on the right wing. Reyna goes baseline, gets pushed twice, and they're going to call it. And this is going to be, I believe, Nyjah Taylor. Oh, it went against Nyjah Taylor. Okay.
Nyjah Taylor fouled first team three.
I thought it was Nyjah that was there on the defense. Inbound to Shaley on the right block. Spins right side with the right hand up and in. What a nice move by Shaley from the inbound pass from Kayla, 47-20 Streaks.
Well, and just like this morning against Thinkaway Central, not really anybody in this Auburn team that's going to be able to stop Shaley.
No. Barmore Gully with a three from straight on is no good. Rebound to Shaley after he got tipped around. She gives to Reyna. Now Streaks with numbers as there's two black jerseys in the backcourt. To Kayla Townsend, left baseline for three. That's short. Rebound to Aguirre. And Kayla Townsend, oh, great hustle. And the official way out of position to make a call on that as Kayla jumped in there and had all ball but got called for the foul. That is her second. Yeah, he was way out of position to make that call down on the baseline. And the other official kind of had the same angle we did that didn't blow the whistle on it. As Shaley will get a break, as will Kayla, Sage Milroy, Kaylin Boydston, Ellen Junk in, Reyna Gully, Emily Meinert. Miller back in for Auburn with 4:09 to play in the third, 47-20 Streaks. Can we hit that 30-point mark?
Getting close.
Oh, geez. Another turnover. I'm not even sure what happened.
Taylor hit the floor.
Yeah, Nyjah Taylor was trying to make the pass to her, and she just, like, tripped. I don't know if her foot stuck on the floor, and there was no contact. She just fell, and the ball went out of bounds.
Sometimes those volleyball lines will get you.
It must have jumped up and grabbed her. Inbound comes to Reyna. Reyna on the left wing, pulls it back out and sets the offense for the Streaks. Gets a pick from Emily Meinert. Now swings it over to Sage Milroy on the left wing. She gives way to Kaylin. Now it's a nice look underneath to Ellen Junk. Can't get the shot to fall, but she gets fouled. And
late foul call.
Yeah, and again, and the official that was out of position. The one that was in position is the one that made the out of position call last time. But Ellen Junk's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. That was a nice pass from Kaylin Boydston to Ellen Junk. Ellen couldn't get it to fall, but she'll go to the free throw line with two. Who got that call? Let's see. First free throw up and good for Ellen. Miller already had three. It wasn't her.
Gary.
Okay. Gary with her first, and she goes to the bench. As DeAsia Vines-Williams checks back in. Paige back in. And now what's the discussion?
We've had a couple discussions with the players in the interior. Earlier it was Shaylee and Amani Brown. This time it looks like the officials talking to Emily Minard and Vines Williams.
Second free throw open good for Ellen Junk. They were both smiling afterwards, but I'm not sure. Now it's Miller down the left block. Spins, throws it high off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped out by Emily Minard. Kaylin Boydson comes up with a long downcourt pass to Raina Gully. Raina fakes, goes in, double clutches off the glass and in. Now 13 for Raina, make it 51-20.
And it should be 15, actually.
Yeah, well, now shot put up and in.
Depending on if you're going by the boards or the official book. Or
was that
Taylor.
Taylor.
Neaja Taylor.
And now we got a foul. A reach goes against Barmore Gully. So Taylor was six now, 51-22 streaks, 3:12 to play here in the third quarter. Andrea Sampson in now for the streets, replacing Raina Gully. 3:11 to play. Kaylin Boydson across midcourt. Gets to Ellen Junk in the center circle. Ellen to Emily Minard. Now Kaylin Boydson with a right wing. Spins, kicks out to Andrea Sampson. She's got it between the circles. Back to Kaylin out high left side. Now it's Ellen, left wing, Sage. Sage Milroy on the dribble and gets fouled by Barmore Gully. And that'll be the 16th foul now on Auburn. Barmore Gully didn't like the
fourth
call.
Fourth on Barmore Gully.
She didn't like the call, but there was definitely some contact there. Sage Milroy inbounds to Kaylin Boyce. Another 3 minutes to play. Third quarter. Left wing, Emily Minard to Ellen Junk on high left side. Between the circles, Kaylin Boydson. Nice look underneath. Emily Minard spins, puts it up, rolls off short. And Ellen Junk fighting for the rebound, but Miller comes up with it for Auburn. Now it's Niaja Taylor on the dribble between the circles. Nice look underneath to Miller.
Travel.
Yeah, travel, laid it up, couldn't get it to fall. Got her own rebound, missed again. Got it a third time, missed it again. And Sage Milroy down with a rebound for the streaks. She's one of those young ladies, you say she's on the all-earth team because she doesn't get off of it. I'm not sure if she was trying to jump very much on that one, more than she does on her three-point looks. Andrea Sampson, nice move. Oh, got called for a travel. Boy, fake left, went right. I thought it was a good move.
Well, it's crazy. After the last no call on the travel, it would have been the same official.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. 2:08 to play in the third.
Keshia Armstrong into the game for Auburn.
Crossover by Niaja Taylor, drives down the middle, puts it up and in. A little floater up and in. She's got eight. And make it 51-24. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Dribbles left. Now bounces for Ellen Junk between the circles. Ellen
streaks
dribbles
with,
right.
Streaks with no starters on the floor.
Now Sage Milroy gets mugged, but makes a nice pass to Emily Minard down on the right block. She got mugged, had to rip the ball away, turn, made the bounce to Emily Minard, puts it up and in. 53-24 streaks, 1:26 to play in the third. Niaja Taylor, another floater in the lane. That one hit glass and nothing but. We're going to have a tie-up on the rebound between Vines Williams and Kaylin Boydston. Possession arrow points toward the streaks. And they'll bring the length of the court as Nia Taylor checks back in. And she will replace Shariah Bogan, who was in briefly. Ellen Junk to inbound. Bounces for Kaylin Boydston. Gets to Sage Milroy in the backcourt. And she just double dribbled. They didn't see that. Andrea Sampson in the corner. And now they're going to call it, did she, did her foot hit? I didn't think it hit the line. They called it over and back.
Yeah, her right foot slid toward the line. She looked down at it. I think she noticed it because she slid the foot back immediately.
Yeah, I saw her look down, but I didn't think the foot had gotten across, but they say it did. 1:13 to play quarter in the third. 53-24 streaks. Nia Taylor.
I think all it has to do is touch it. I don't think it actually has to cross it. So it looked like she came right up on it.
This is Bogan back in. Gives way to Armstrong, and she's fouled going up for a shot. Sage Milroy picks up the foul. That is her second foul. And five team fouls now on the streaks, or rather four here in the second half. 1 minute to play in the third. Streaks lead 53-24. At the free throw line, Keshia Armstrong misses the first. Streaks in control here. Second shot in and out, no good. Rebound, Kaylin Boydston. Under a minute to play. Kaylin on the run, left side, dribbles all the way down, bounces for Andrea Sampson. She gets bottled up, kicks out to Emily Miner. Going to go out of bounds, though. Nice hustle, but the streaks, the pass from Kaylin, she was just going a little bit too fast. Pass was kind of low and got Andrea kind of in a bad spot there where she had to try to get rid of it.
11 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
47 to play now. Right wing, it's Miller, flat-footed three-pointers, and air ball. Andrea Sampson with a rebound. Andrea on the dribble with 40. I didn't see what happened there. The ball ended up going out of bounds. They're going to give it back to Auburn. It's down like under where we can't really see that well. And a timeout called with 38.5 to play. A 30-second timeout called by Zay Hoover here with 38.5 to play in the third quarter. Well,
must be wanting to set something up or get some girls in. I just noticed he had a few subs come into the game.
Maybe he wants to turn the ball over and for us to get a layup, so we'll be up by 31 heading into the fourth quarter. I would think that's what he would want to happen. I don't know. Streaks lead it here 53-24. As they're looking for win number 21 on the season. They bring out Ellen Junk, Sage Milroy, Andrea Sampson, Kaylin Boydston, and Emily Meinert. Gary, Taylor, Paige, Barmore Gully, and Najaya Taylor in for Auburn. This is Gary with it, 36 seconds to play. Now Taylor out high on the left side against Kaylin Boydston. Between the circles, Barmore Gully, now Paige on the right wing. To Gary at the free throw line, kick it over to Taylor on the left wing with 25. Well, whatever he set up, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought he was setting up a play. It doesn't look like it unless this is, he wants the time to get down a little lower.
It looks more so like offense than what we've seen from them most of the game.
Yeah.
More like a set. Now Gary at the free throw line drives in, cut off by Andrea Sampson, gets to Paige on the right wing with 4 seconds to play. They mount out, and Taylor fires a three, no good. Rebound Andrea Sampson at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 53. And Rockford Auburn 24. We'll take a timeout. Come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So you didn't win the largest Powerball in history. Well, the odds were slim to none to begin with. But don't fret, there's an easier way to win cash this winter. While it might not be in the billions of dollars, you could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Best of all, it's free.
Pick up yours today at Galesburg Nissan Service Department in front of Sandberg Mall, Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg, and at Compton Accounting on Route 34 in Altona. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoor or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Maine South is next up for the Galesburg Boys Basketball Team in the Martin Luther King Tournament. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 7:40 tonight on WGIL.
Paige drives down the left side. She lays it up and in. So Cut it to 53-26. Now we have to hit a three to get our 30. Just underway, fourth quarter. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading in the ball game over Rockford Auburn. This is Sage Milroy out high on the right side with it. Dribbles right and gets to Andrea Sampson on the wing. Goes toward the baseline, knocked away from behind. Sage picks it up, drives down the left side, lays it up, hits the bottom of the iron, gets her own rebound. Now it gets knocked away, and a Gary comes up with it for Auburn. Down court to Paige. Paige kicks out to Miller. A three-pointer is up and good. Another flat-footer. That's her second of the ball game. Now make it 53-29. Well, didn't get our wish of the... I'm not sure what the whistle is. Foul at midcourt. Huh. Kalen Boysen got called for a foul away from the ball. Streaks were trying to bring it up court. I have no idea what that was about. No idea. I completely missed that. That's her second foul. So Auburn gets it back near midcourt on the far side. Paige to inbound. And it comes to Taylor. Now it's a Gary with it in the center circle. Gives to Taylor out high left side between the circles. Barmore gully. Now it's Paige out high on the right side. Top of the key, a Gary. A Gary down the middle. Bounces out on the baseline to Miller. Missed a shot. Ellen Junk with a rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Kalen Boydston, left wing. Sage Milroy for three. Bounces short, no good. Rebound, Ellen Junk. Bounces for Andrea Sampson. 10-footer up and good. Andrea Sampson on the feed from Ellen Junk. And make it 55-29, 6:09 to play. Now Taylor down the right side of the lane. She lays it up, and then that's Najaja Taylor. She's got 10. Now a foul away from the ball. Now what was this? It's going back to Auburn. I have no idea. I missed what that was. It's going to go back, and they'll have it out on the far corner of the baseline underneath us here as Megan Lingenfelter checks in. She replaces Kalen Boydston.
Sorry, I was trying to get the down low on what happened there. Was there a three tried by the Streaks and then an offensive rebound?
Yes.
Okay.
Sage Milroy missed the three. Yeah.
And then Ellen Junk with the rebound and the pass?
Yep, and she had the assist to Andrea Sampson.
Okay. Thank you. I probably missed something else, too. But the official scorer has acknowledged that she has there may be a discrepancy, so she wanted to know what we have.
Okay, so Miller with a two now.
Was that two or three?
Yeah, that was a two. She was on top of the line.
But,
he indicated two. The official indicated it was a two. She was standing on top of the line. He said two.
Okay, well, the scoreboard gave a three.
All right.
See if that gets corrected.
Streaks with the basketball gets knocked away. Sage Milroy will inbound from the near sideline. 5:25 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 55-34. So we were 1 point away from getting our 30-point lead in continuous clock, but that's not looking like it's going
to
happen.
It was not meant to be.
Now, I should have never mentioned it, right? Now Megan Lingenfelter has it stolen away, and we have a foul on Megan. She bumped Najaja Taylor coming down the court. That'll be the first on Megan, and 16 foul on the Streaks. Taylor inbound from the now they're going to bring it out on the near sideline. They're going to give it to her on the right baseline. Now it becomes the left sideline. And it comes to Taylor from Armstrong, working against Megan Lingenfelter. Gives to Barmore Gully out between the circles. 5:10 to play. Barmore Gully spins, goes down the right side lane, kicks out to Miller. Another flat-footed three, no good. Rebound tipped around and run down by Barmore Gully. She runs in, travels, no call, lost the ball. Andrea Sampson comes up with it for the Streaks to Megan Lingenfelter. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Bounces for Emily Minard at the right elbow. Brings out to Andrea Sampson, right wing. She dribbles left. Looks for some help. Now gives to Ellen Junk right of the center circle. She'll drive to the free throw line. Fires a 15-footer. Missed it. And the rebound to Sage Milroy. And
I think
all three of these officials, they the one arm goes up and then they point the other way.
Yeah, I think it did go off Sage, though. Sage was trying to get the rebound, and it looked like it went off her hand.
Just confusing as his left arm starts to go up, and then he points right. Najaja Taylor down the left side of the lane lays it up and in. She's having a good game. She's got 12 and make it 55-36. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Bounces for Ellen Junk in the center circle. She'll dribble right and give to Megan Lingenfelter in the center circle. Now it's Ellen Junk. Emily Minert dribbles right, gives to Megan. Now Ellen Junk down the right side lane, lays it up and in, and she's fouled on the feed from Megan Lingenfelter. Nice job by Ellen keeping the concentration there. She went up and took the contact from Miller. That's her fourth. Ellen got the shot up with the contact, put it up and in, and she'll go to the free throw line with a chance at the three-point play. Ellen with 4 points in the ballgame now, hit a couple of free throws in the third quarter. 57-36 streaks, 4:05 to play in the ballgame. Free throw up and good. Ellen 3-for-3 from the line. She's got 5. 58-36. 4 minutes to play. Nia Brown brings it across, goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Imani Brown. Brown on the dribble between the circles. Left wing and a travel right in front of the official. He didn't call it. Nia Taylor goes down the left side, lays it up, rolls around and falls through.
I don't think that could have hit more of the
no.
rim.
58-38 streaks. And the inbound is tipped away by Armstrong, and the streaks will do it again. It'll be Ellen Junk to inbound as Journey Cruz gets set to check in for the streaks. And she'll replace Emily Meinert. Oh, nope, she's replacing Andrea Sampson. 3:31 to play. Streaks lead 58-38. Ellen Junk to inbound, and it comes to Megan Lingefelter. Gets trapped up, gets to Ellen, and she'll bring it across midcourt and pass nearly stolen away, but Sage Milroy is able to run it down, gets to Megan Lingefelter left of the center circle. Now to Sage, left wing for three. Oh, in and out, no good. Journey Cruz with a rebound off the glass.
Oh.
Bounces off, no good. Boy, that one didn't get the lucky bounce on that one. Thought it was going to fall. Now driving in, that is Monty Brown misses the runner. Sage Milroy with a rebound. Megan Lingefelter picks up, knocked away by Brown. Lingefelter gets it back. Now it's Sage Milroy. Left side, bounces, ooh, tried to get to Journey Cruz. Nice defensive play by Barmore Gully, got in there. Nice thought by Sage. Barmore Gully spins and throws it off the bottom of the rim, and a rebound, Sage Milroy. Sage across midcourt, gets trapped up in the corner, the ball stolen away. This is Bogan, runs it down the right side, misses the shot. Barmore Gully with a rebound, hands it off, and a layup up and in by Armstrong. Keshia Armstrong, and a full timeout called. We'll take one as well, called by Auburn. 2:34 to play. Galesburg 56, Auburn 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:34 to play. Streaks lead 56-40. And they turn it over again as Bogan runs it down, and Riley Chalkley is going to get a call for a foul. She's into the ball game, trying to chase down the loose ball, and made some contact, and that's going to put Bogan at the free throw line. This is Sharia Bogan, 5'5 senior, and she'll go to the line with a chance of the one and bonus. Also, Riley Chalkley in for the streaks, and Raina Gully's getting ready to check back in. Free throw up, no good. Rebound tipped around and taken away by Riley Chalkley. Down to Hannah Huppenbauer. She'll put it on the floor, has it knocked away, and Miller comes up with it. Kayla Townsend is coming as well. I think the reason Coach Massey's doing it is just because the streaks are having trouble with the ball handling getting up to court.
Yeah, I think so too. And Coach Taylor hasn't taken out his starters. I think that's probably bothering him.
Three-pointer missed. And the rebound, a put back by, was that Miller that got that?
Miller did put it back in.
Sydney Miller, and now a 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. Lexi Daniels coming back in as well.
Who shot the three?
That was, I believe it was Bogan.
Bogan. The streaks are coming back with the starters, actually.
Yeah.
And I would guarantee it's because Coach Hoover hasn't taken out his starters.
And leaving the full court press on. I mean,
who shot those last free throws and missed? I'm sorry. I've been trying to deal with this scoring issue.
That was Bogan.
Bogan shot those as well?
Yeah, it was just one and one bonus. Yeah.
Missed them. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, no. Not most of the starters back in. Looks like Kylie's the only one not coming back in. Ellen Junk is in with the starting group.
And now he's going to bring some of his starters back in. He's got some, and now he's going to bring them all back in. Shaley, right wing with it. Puts it on the floor, gets tripped, and there's the call. And that's going to be the eighth team foul, so Shaley's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
This going against Miller, this will be our fourth. Nope. Money Brown. Okay. That's her first.
Shaley goes to the free throw line. She's got 17 in the ball game. Well, now it's even more unfortunate that we didn't get the continuous clock.
Yeah.
But I guess that would have been unfortunate if the score wasn't right either, and we got it. As Shaley hits the first, and she'll get the bonus. As the other starters come back in for Auburn. Streaks lead of 57-42. They did change it on the score. They did take two away from the streak. Second one for Shaley is up and good.
Well, and you know, I think what Coach Hoover actually brought in all of his bench players there during that timeout when Coach Massey was bringing his starters back in. So I think it was some some confusion between the two.
Finds Williams, drives in, can't hit the shot, but she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Shaley with her first foul in the ball game. 1:38 to play, 58-42 streaks. De'Asia Vines Williams at the free throw line. First shot is good.
Might get a chance to ask Coach Massey about that.
Now he's going to put Imani Brown back in. They have an Imani and an Amari.
Amari is not here.
Oh, she's not. Okay, I'll cross that off. I guess you told me that earlier. Second shot, no good. Reyna with a rebound to Kayla Townsell. Now Reyna left of the center circle to Shaley out high on the left side. Hands off to Kayla Townsell, left wing. Kayla brings the top of the key and gives to Ellen Junk. She'll dribble right and gives to Reyna. Reyna gets bumped, no call. Picks up, gives to Shaley. Left wing, it's Lexi. Now it's Ellen Junk out high right side to Kayla Townsell. Kayla dribbles left, gives to Shaley. Backdoor pass, Ellen Junk down on the right block, kicks back out to Kayla. Swing it to Reyna, left wing. 103. Streaks content to work for a good shot. Now Ellen posted up down to the right block, spins and changed her mind, kicked it back out to Reyna. Now left baseline, Kayla. Now to Shaley down on the left block, spins and has it knocked away and tried to save it inbounds. Going to go back to Auburn.
It's the 11th turnover of the half for the streak, 19th of the game.
47.8 to play. As Pace checks back in for Auburn. She replaces Patterson. 47.8 to play, 58-43 streaks lead. This is Niaja Taylor down the lane, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Kayla Townsell. Three different people got a hand on the ball, but Kayla's going to get called for that. That's her third. Niaja Taylor to the free throw line with two shots. 12 points for Taylor with 38.4 to play. And this will be, I guess she's 2 for 2. Nope. Now that one bounced around and fell off. 2 for 3 from the line here this afternoon. Checking back in is Shariah Bogan, 5'5 senior.
That was interesting. Pace must have just been in for offense.
Yeah, I guess so. And the free throw is called off. Said she jumped across the line too soon. Well, I don't know if it was her or one of the, I think it was the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked like he was pointing at the free throw line. Yep. So
now Reyna with it. She'll bring it across midcourt. Gets it to Lexi, right wing, to Kayla between the circles. Now it's Ellen Junk out high on the right side. Gets to Kayla right of the center circle. Dribbles left, gets a pick from Reyna. Gets to Shaley now, left wing. Kicks out to Lexi out high on the right side with 15 to play. Streak's not even looking to go to the basket. Kayla Townsend gets fouled. I'm not sure why he committed that.
Shoot. As Barmore goalie just fouled out.
That is her fifth.
Fouls out with 7 points, 3 rebounds.
Ojanique Barmore Gully had 7 points in the ball game. As she is disqualified, and Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus here. Kayla with 4 points, now make it 5. 12.1 to play, 59-43 streaks. Final score is going to look quite a bit closer than what the game really was.
Right.
Second shot, no good, and Kayla gets her own rebound. To Shaley down on the block, spins, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Brown for Auburn. Brown with 3 seconds, drives down, banks one off from straight in, and good. And the streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 59, Rockford Auburn 45. The streaks now 21-1 on the season. Auburn drops to 10-9. Streaks with the win here this afternoon. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our final stats as well. Streaks win it 59-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
I love to clip coupons.
Then clip your way to savings now at Farm King. Take $20 off a Cajun Injector electric digital smoker. Don't forget the Carhartts. Take $10 off in-stock Carhartt jackets for guys and gals, and $20 off men's quilt-lined bibs. All in-stock men's and ladies' Levi's jeans are $5 off now at Farm King. Stock up on everyday items, windshield solvent, bleach, Rancher's Choice dog food, horse feed, and animal bedding. Clip the coupon and save now at Farm King.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
From the WGIL.com calendar, pre-register now for a grain bin safety meeting on the 21st in Macomb. The program is free, open to anyone that works with grain or around grain bins. FFA students are encouraged to attend. For details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, colder and cloudy this evening with a chance of snow after midnight tonight. Our lows dropping down around 4 above. Wind chill readings 2 below to 12 below zero. Colder and sunny tomorrow with a chance of snow in the early morning. A near steady temperature around 5. Wind chill readings 7 below to 17 below zero. And tomorrow night, colder and clear with our lows down around 6 below. Wind chill readings 17 below down to 27 below zero. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 25 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 21-1 on the season as they defeat the Lady Knights from Rockford Auburn High School. 59-45 is the final score. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by OSS St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, good effort for your girls. This team not necessarily as basketball savvy as some of the teams you see, but very physical and a pretty athletic team.
Yeah, you know, you feel like a baseball manager that you went to the bullpen and it didn't work out.
Yeah, they came out and they kept that full court press on because you'd had an opportunity coming into the fourth quarter. You were up by 29 and they got a couple of stops and started cutting into the lead and kept that full court press on. I mean, was it more that was the issue because you had to bring some of the starters back? It was just that issue of getting the ball up the floor.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought you hate to do that.
Yeah.
But that, you know, it gets down to 14 points and, you know, you got to because have been in those situations where all of a sudden they get a steal and now you put your starters back in and it's a 6 to 8 point game and all of a sudden you're putting them in a lot of, you know, really a pressure situation and they had worked hard to build the lead. So, you know, you need to give them a little bit of cushion. I thought was pleased kept Ellen Junk in there. I thought that she competed the entire time there of whatever she needed to do, whether it was helping against the press or with rebounding, was very happy that I thought her approach was one of being very competitive.
Yeah, and she had a nice three-point play where she took some pretty good contact, was able to finish, and then and made the free throw. Shaylee, just like in the earlier game, really established, you got her established. And in fact, early in the game, or the game earlier today, she stepped out, had about an 18-footer, hit a 15-footer here this afternoon. Something that we don't always see, but you know she's capable because you see it in practice.
Right. You know, and she'll... I'm not saying that she will in college is going to become a four and, you know, out, you know, dribbling and all that stuff. But I think that especially in the college game where they do so much more high-low stuff in it, that'll become more a part of her game is stepping out there and hitting that shot.
And again, your defense, especially out on the perimeter, your guards, I mean, we say this just about game in and game out, that they really bother ball handlers. And, you know, we weren't sure early in the game if they just weren't running any sets or if your defense was just keeping them from getting into sets because it's almost like they were going one-on-one. And I didn't know if it was maybe because you guys were preventing that.
Well, it's a little bit tougher where they, you know, second game in a row, you know, where you find more and more teams are doing that of putting five on the perimeter and treating it as guards, and that's, you know, that's obviously not our preference, but it's something you got to learn to try and defend.
Coach, you got one more. Well, it's part of the weekend, a Monday game with a very good Quincy Notre Dame team. Do you get a run through in at all tomorrow? Or
tomorrow afternoon we will. And yeah, I mean, we're you know, Notre Dame, you know, I think they're number 12 in 4A, and then we go up to Alleman, and then the next weekend, the tough with U High and with Morton. I think this morning, I know Morton beat Prairie Central by 20, and Peoria High beat U High by 5 and stuff. But those will be tough games. The challenge against Quincy Notre Dame is that they just are a very good pressing team.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our post-game show. Post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSS St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Streaks win it here. 59-45 was the final score. And I guess we need some other business to take care of. Our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. You know, again, this is one of those where we really jumped out early, and, you know, we had... As we mentioned with Coach, Shaylee really established herself. Reyna also, not a lot from the field, but got to the line several times. The defense was very good. Any thoughts on, because really, again, it's one of those where it's kind of early on where we kind of put them away, and really, especially in that second quarter.
Well, to be honest with you, I was leaning a different way.
Okay.
I was thinking
You know, Ellen Junk, yeah, like Coach said, it had a lot of effort in there, and she comes up with 5 points, a couple of rebounds and assists, and gave Coach good minutes when Emily Miner was out. I know it wasn't technically crunch time, but, you know, when you have Emily Miner getting to the foul situation she did, and Ellen's giving you production off the bench, it's always a positive thing. So that's where I'm leaning.
Well, let's go that with it, because, and again, she had the nice three-point play where she took some contact and yeah, did a nice job. I mean, and as Coach said, played really hard. I mean, you know, she, and not that the other girls weren't, but Ellen really, really putting the effort in. I think she got a couple of rebounds while she was in there as well, and yeah, ended up with 5 points in the game. So
5 points, two rebounds, an assist, and yeah, and you know, the big thing when you bring the bench players in, it's sometimes seen as kind of a knock to come off the bench, but realistically, if you know your role, mm-hmm, and you come in there, you add energy, you play hard, which can be difficult in spotty minutes, you really add something to the team. And I think she gave the Streaks a good game today and had good effort, like Coach said, but also just some energy off that bench.
So Ellen Junk, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Again, want to wish our friend Dave Dunn happy birthday today as he's celebrating. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game final stats. Streaks win at 59-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So you didn't win the largest Powerball in history. Well, the odds were slim to none to begin with. But don't fret, there's an easier way to win cash this winter. While it might not be in the billions of dollars, you could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Best of all, it's free.
Pick up yours today at
Accounting Systems Incorporated, 232 East Simmons Street in Galesburg, at Northgate Lanes on Henderson Street, and at Liberty Tax Service behind Subway on Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
Let me get a McPick 2. You know what to do. Get a McPick 2.
Get ready, because Mickey D's new McPick 2 menu's value for you. Now you can mix and match two delicious tastes for just $2. Pair new cheesy mozzarella sticks with a juicy McDouble burger, or mix it up with small golden fries and a mouth-watering McChicken sandwich. Only $2 for any two. Head into McDonald's today and let them hear you say,
let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, price of single item posted on menu board.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 59-45. The final score over the Lady Knights from Rockford, Auburn. Galesburg now 21-1 on the season. Auburn drops to 10-9. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks led in scoring by Shaylee Florine. She had 19 points, 6 baskets, 7 for 10 from the free throw line, 13 for Raina Gully, 4 baskets, 5 for 6 from the line, 6 points for Lexi Daniels on a couple of 3, 5 points, as we said, for Ellen Junk on a basket and 3 for 3 from the free throw line, also a couple of rebounds and an assist, 5 for Sage Milroy on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line, 5 for Kayla Townsville on a 3 and 2 for 4 from the line. Let's see, 2 points apiece for Emily Minard on a basket and Kylie Townsville on a basket. Also, Andrea Sampson, 2 points on a basket. Streaks with 3 three-pointers in the game, 19 for 25 from the line. The Lady Knights led by Niaja Taylor with 12 points on 5 baskets, 2 for 4 from the line, 10 points for Sydney Miller, a couple of, couple of threes and 2 twos. Well, let's see, 7 points for...
She had 3 threes.
Oh, 3 threes. I'm sorry. I did
that one,
right,
that you,
I forgot
she
about
was standing
that
on the line.
That's right. They gave her a three.
They gave her a three.
I forgot about that. So she had 11 in the game.
Yep.
And let's see, like 3 threes and a two. Ajanique, let's see.
Barmore-Gelly.
Barmore-Gelly was 7 points in the game. 3 baskets and 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points apiece for Monty Brown and Yelena Page. 2 points for Nia Taylor. 1 point for De'Asia Vines-Williams. Let's see, basket for Armstrong as well. They were 4 of 11 from the line. And let's see, a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame, all from Miller.
Well, team stat-wise, it was at one point very decidedly streaks advantage in turnovers, but that changed quickly in the second half. 21 turnovers for Rockford. Auburn streaks turned it over 19 times, 11 times during the second half. Streaks edged out Auburn 28-27 on boards, but Auburn 11 offensive board streaks with only 7. Auburn shot at 16 of 33 from inside the arc, 3 of 8 for 18 for from distance. Excuse me. 19 of 51 overall. Streaks, on the other hand, 18 of 38 from the field, including 4 of 14 from distance. Individual stats of note, Riley Chalkley had a rebound. Shaylee Florine, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Emily Miner had a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Journey Cruz got on the board with an offensive rebound. Ellen Junk, a pair of rebounds and an assist. She was, again, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Sage Milroy, 4 rebounds and an assist. Andrea Sampson, a pair of rebounds and a steal. Lexi Daniels, an assist and a steal. Kayla Townsend, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Raina Gulley, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Kylie Townsend had an assist, steal, and a rebound. 3 rebounds, assist, and a steal for Kaylin Boydson.
Streaks win it here 59-45. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap things up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back at John Field Gym. Streaks a 21-1 now on the season after a 59-45 win over Rockford Auburn. And we'll take a break tomorrow, come back with a game for you on Monday as the Streaks will take on Quincy Notre Dame. We've got more basketball coming up tonight here on the WGIL, though, as the Galesburg boys will take on the Maine South Hawks. That game scheduled to get underway at 8 o'clock, and Brad and Jim will take the air about 7:40, and things really were right on time. It's just about 5 o'clock now, and this game is ready to tip off, a boys game between Dunlap and Rockford East here to start off the evening session at John Thiel Gym. This will be followed by Peoria High and Minooka, then the Streaks and Maine South. Good game for the Streaks again here this afternoon. Even though, as I indicated, the final score was not going to be indicative of what the game was really like.
Yeah, you know, once the Streaks played the bench players, if you will, for about a quarter and a half, ultimately. And unfortunately, the girls just got into a point where they had issues getting the ball up the floor. And then, like Coach Massey said, never want to have to bring the starters back in. It looked like an unfortunate timing of the whole thing, too, because the Streaks brought in their starters back into the game right as Coach Hoover was putting his deep bench to finish the game. So then it just became starters versus starters to end things.
Streaks win it. Final score 59-45 over the Lady Knights from Rockford Auburn. Thanks for listening here this evening. Again, boys basketball coming up a little bit later on around 7:40 for the pregame, 8 o'clock tip with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson, here this afternoon. Streaks a winner 59-45 for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Erda saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.